In the text Big Pockets with Button Flaps, we meet an old man living in Scotland, meeting two girls whom he tries to buy for sexual purposes. One of the girls, Sharon, accepts his offer, while the other one, Davida, goes away. He pays Sharon £10, but she refuses to comply with the demands of the deal and instead decides to leave the man. The other girl, Davida, who had disappeared, now returns, also interested in making a deal, but they never get to strike a deal as they start small talking, particularly about how big pockets with button flaps are sexy. This is though stopped by two boys who accuses the old man of molesting the girl. Four youngsters, Sharon, Davida, and the two boys are now gathered, wanting more money from the man, threatening him with violence if he did not comply. But as they realize he is their former teacher and get to know that he is an army veteran, they stop threatening the man. The text is a third-person point of view set in Scotland that we learn when the old man talks about the Scottish custom of naming daughters after their fathers. Indeed, there is also a lot of Scottish phrases in the text, like calling a girl lassie and saying youngs when you mean 100 years ago. In the text we meet five people, the protagonist who is a teacher and former military man McCorkadale, the two girls Sharon and Davida, and two boys, one of them called Sean, the other one is Unni. One of the main themes in the text could be about generations, how different generations act. We see McCorkadale and the youngsters from different generations and indeed different behaviors. Also, it could be about weird propensities, as they have a weird attraction to big pockets with button flaps, which is kind of unusual. This is a very postmodernist text, a typical one. It's got a lot of social realism, for example, the two opposites, McCorkadale, who's actually been in the military, versus the youngsters who hasn't, but want to be with those military jeans they're wearing. Also, it doesn't seem to have a particular meaning or message. It's almost just a story to write the story. But it could also be about who is to say what a good person is. Why can't he try to buy youngsters? That doesn't make him bad. That could kind of be the message of this text, that you can't say what a good person is, really.